So anyway, to continue, some birds would fly in and would be flying around the room, and Mr. Ramesh would take no notice. And the feeling we came to have in general about India is when they'd see an animal walking down the street, they'd think no more of it than if you saw a person walking down the street. It was perfectly natural. Their view was not, well, that's another person. They'd say, oh, that's another living being. You know, it has as much right to exist as I do, so why should I take notice of it? So they had a very easygoing attitude toward other animals. And that in general showed in their zoo. Their zoo covered a great amount of land with the animals relatively far apart. This next slide is from the zoo. Most of their zoo was just open land, nothing particular interest in it, and relatively dry, and that's what this slide is, just open land. You're not supposed to find any animals in it. And the next slide is of some mountain goats. They also had a pond with a lot of different birds on it, and we sat down beside that for a while and rested after we walked so far. That rhinoceros was quite close to us and was playing with that stick, and we were about 3 feet above his, above the ground on top of that wall. Barbara mentioned that little trough, hardly any trough at all, and a fairly substantial but only 3 foot tall wall is all that separates us from him, and there's certainly nothing to keep us out, so if we wanted to knuckle up to him, we certainly could. And then as you start walking back toward the gate, you see more of the ruins of the old fort right next door.